This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden marks his 100th day in office with a trip to the U.S. state of Georgia Thursday. He and First Lady Jill Biden are visiting former President Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter at this hour in Plains, Georgia, about 240 kilometers south of Atlanta, the capital. Both couples are vaccinated. The Bidens will hold a drive-in rally near the capital of Atlanta later Thursday, where he will pitch his plan of spending trillions of dollars to rebuild the U.S. economy. Additional campaign-style stops are planned in Pennsylvania and Virginia in coming days. After limited time on the road due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Mr. Biden is stepping up his travel schedule after his first address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night. During his speech, Mr. Biden appealed to Americans to support his blue-collar blueprint for change. He said his plans would add millions of good-paying jobs and trillions of dollars to economic output in coming years, while helping to reverse decades of systemic racism. In the rebuttal to the president's speech, Republican Senator Tim Scott said Mr. Biden has failed to unite the nation and that his proposals for infrastructure spending and the newly announced package for education and families are pulling the nation further apart. Two Myanmar Air Force bases came under rocket attack Thursday, the military said, as the country grapples with violence in the wake of the February 1st coup. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military seized power, ousting civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi and unleashing a wave of near-daily street protests calling for a return to democracy. Security forces have sought to quell the unrest with a brutal crackdown on protests, with more than 750 civilians killed.